You're listening to an African Elements top news story for March 13, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why Black bioethics is the vital new healthcare civil rights frontier today in Boston, a very important meeting took place that might change how we think about going to the doctor. Harvard Medical School and Tuskegee University held a high-profile briefing to discuss the health of Black Americans. They are calling for something called a Black bioethics framework. This new plan is meant to fix a system that has failed Black people for a very long time. The panel shared some very difficult news about the current state of healthcare. They presented research showing that over the last 20 years, there have been nearly 1.63 million excess deaths in the Black community. These are deaths that should not have happened. They say these lives were lost because the healthcare system does not treat everyone the same way. This is happening right now while Donald Trump serves as the current president of the United States. Leaders are looking for ways to stop these unnecessary deaths. To understand why we need a new framework, we must look at the past. The history of medical experimentation on Black bodies is long and painful. One of the most famous examples is the Tuskegee syphilis study. This study lasted from 1932 until 1972. During this time, the government watched Black men suffer from a disease without giving them the medicine they needed. This happened even after the cure, penicillin, was widely available. Another major moment in history involves a woman named Henrietta Lacks. In 1951, doctors took her cells without asking her or her family. These cells became known as HeLa cells. They have been used to make billions of dollars and save many lives through vaccines and treatments. However, her family was left out of the benefits for decades. These stories are the reason many Black people do not trust the medical system today. They are not just stories from the past. They are the foundation of what scholars call medical apartheid. For a long time, doctors have followed four main rules called bioethics. These are autonomy, beneficence, non-maleficence, and justice. Autonomy means the patient gets to choose their care. However, the panel says these rules often ignore the big picture of racism. In 1979, a report called the Belmont Report tried to set these rules. A Black woman named Patricia King helped write it. She made sure justice was included. Even with these rules, the system still fails. The problem is that the rules focus on one person at a time. They do not look at how neighborhoods were built to keep people poor. This is called systemic failure. Bioethics experts today say the old way of doing things is stuck. It does not address why Black mothers are dying at higher rates or why doctors often undertreat Black pain. The panel at Harvard shared brand new research from March 2026. This study looked at over 150,000 patient records. It found that Black patients with heart failure are much more likely to die or go back to the hospital than white patients. This happens even if they have the same insurance and the same amount of money. The researchers say this is linked to something called residential redlining. Redlining was a practice where banks and the government refused to give loans in Black neighborhoods. This happened many years ago, but the effects are still here. These neighborhoods often have more pollution and fewer grocery stores. They do not have enough doctors. This research proves that history is literally making people sick today. It shows that the place where you live can be more important for your health than your DNA. The National Black Bioethics Panel wants to change the rules. The new framework has four main parts. The first part is storytelling as data. Usually, scientists only look at numbers. This new plan says we must listen to the stories of Black patients. These stories help us see the person, not just a statistic. This approach is often taught in Black studies to give power back to the community. The second part is about power. In a doctor's office, the doctor usually has all the power. The new framework wants to balance that out. It recognizes that institutional racism makes many patients feel afraid. By talking about this power imbalance, doctors can build real trust. This is part of a larger effort to understand political dynamics that affect our daily lives. It moves beyond just being nice to being fair. The third part of the plan is called moral determinants of health. Most people know about social determinants, like having a house or food. This new idea says that medical centers have a moral duty to fix the problems they helped create. For example, if a hospital was built on land that was taken from black families, that hospital should do extra work to help those families today. This is about more than just giving medicine. It is about making things right. The panel believes that hospitals must actively work to destroy medical apartheid. They should not wait for the government to act. They must take responsibility for their own history. This helps build kinship resilience by showing that the medical system finally cares about black lives. The fourth and most radical part is called abolitionist bioethics. This idea comes from the movement to change the prison system. It asks us to look at how hospitals sometimes act like jails. For example, some hospitals might call the police on a patient who is just confused or upset. Abolitionist bioethics says we should replace these harsh rules with care and support. This movement wants to get rid of structures that treat black health as something that can be sacrificed. It argues that the current system is built on involuntary servitude and historical exclusion. Instead of punishment, it seeks healing. The goal is to create a healthcare world where everyone feels safe. The panel says this is the only way to truly stop the high mortality rates we see today. The briefing also highlighted a very sad fact about black mothers. In the United States, black women are 2.6 times more likely to die from pregnancy than white women. This is not because of their choices or their bodies. It is because of how they are treated when they go to the hospital. Many times, their pain is ignored or they are told they are overreacting. Even when black women have a lot of money or a good education, they still face this danger. This proves that the problem is the system, not the person. The black bioethics framework would require doctors to listen more carefully to these mothers. It would make cultural humility a requirement for every doctor. This means doctors must realize they do not know everything about a patient's life. Breast cancer is another area where the data is very upsetting. Black women are actually less likely to get breast cancer than white women. However, they are 40% more likely to die from it. This is because they often get lower quality care. They might have to wait longer for a follow-up visit. They might also go to clinics that do not have the best imaging tools. The panel argues that this is another form of systemic neglect. A black bioethics framework would demand that all clinics provide the same high level of care. It would also track how long patients have to wait based on their race. By making these numbers public, hospitals would be forced to change. This is about making sure that where you go for care does not determine if you live or die. One positive finding from today's research is about black doctors. The study showed that when there are more black primary care doctors in a county, black people live longer. For every 10% increase in black doctors, the average life expectancy for black residents goes up by about 31 days. This might not seem like a lot, but for a whole community, it adds up to many years of life. This is why the panel is pushing for more black medical students. They say that having a doctor who understands your background makes a huge difference. These doctors are more likely to listen and less likely to have hidden biases. Representation is not just about a nice picture on a wall. It is a life-saving intervention that must be part of any new ethical plan. Today's briefing at Harvard Medical School is a major event. It connects the dots between the Tuskegee study of 1932 and the heart failure data of 2026. The experts on the National Black Bioethics Panel have made their message clear. They believe the current system is broken and needs more than just a small fix. It needs a completely new way of looking at morality and justice. This specialized framework is no longer just an idea for college professors. It is being presented as a necessary tool to save lives. As the headlines continue to report on health disparities, the history behind the headlines shows us that these problems were built on purpose. Now, they must be taken apart on purpose. The future of health for millions of people depends on whether the medical world is brave enough to adopt these new rules. Copyright, African Elements.